Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. It is the 8th. Is today the 8th of June?
Yeah, duh. 8th of June, opening day of mandatory minicamp.
I was just making sure. Mandatory minicamp today. Aaron Rodgers, a no-show. But that's not what I want to talk about. We talked about it all morning. I want to talk about dogs. Actually, I want to talk about pet names. I talked about it a little bit earlier this morning. The only two pets that I have personally owned, I've named them both after baseball players, my favorite players. One, Reggie Jackson, the second, Ryan Sandberg. As a child growing up, we had two dogs. They were both female dogs. My mother named them Maggie.
Okay.
And then Maggie had puppies, and we kept one of the puppies, and she named our puppy Katie. So we had Maggie and Katie, a mother-daughter. Miniature schnauzers. We had a dog named Cleo that I don't remember, and we had another dog named Salty that I don't remember. They were when I was very little. That's just family lore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I don't know. How do you feel about pet names like after real people? Like Marcus named his dog Jerry. That's just a regular name.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know if I have a problem with it. You know, it's weird here. Jerry, come Jerry.
We know another friend who's named his dog Bob.
Okay.
Right?
Well, here, I don't know how. Our current dog's name is Tanner.
Right.
Right? Really not named after people, but there are people with the name Tanner.
Oh, I guess there are, yeah.
But named after his color.
Tanner Roark.
Right. Well, there's a Tanner on Jackson's hockey team for the past 3 years.
Oh, is there?
So, I didn't get to name the dog. You know the story of how the dog got named.
Yeah.
So, I won't go through that right now, even though everybody else out there listening might go, well, I don't know. Tell me. Too bad. She's listening to The Experience. Anyway, I had no say in the name. But anyway, you're talking about people names. I feel bad, like, talking to Tanner. He goes, yeah, our dog's name is Tanner. I'm Tanner. Oh, you got a dog's name. You have a dog's name.
No,
my dog
no, no,
doesn't
no,
have a
no.
people name. You have a dog's
the
name.
He said the dog has I named Tanner after you.
But,
and play it off like
I mean,
that.
I don't mind. I mean, our dog's name, prior to Tanner, because he's tan, we had our dog Cinder. This is Mrs. Rookie and I, Cinder. She
yeah.
is black, so I guess like a piece of cinder.
Sure.
When I was
okay.
growing up, we had a black lab called named Charcoal. So... Man, I don't mind. I mean, it's whatever.
Our dog Salty that I mentioned earlier was all black, but had a little white diamond
sure,
on
so
the
salty.
Chest. Salty. Get it by car. Cleo, we had was another one. I don't remember Cleo at all. I remember.
I like the name like Rhino. That's good because you know that's not like a real person's name, Rhino.
Right.
And it's
nickname.
A unique name. How many dogs you know Rhino? You know, across the hall. He's got Keon.
Yeah.
I don't know why he named it
Keon,
Keon Broxton. But,
well,
but
his kid
I
liked
know.
Him.
I know.
It's
I
just
know.
Like me naming Reggie. Reggie.
I know. And that look, that's how
now,
my
does
kid...
Does Tanner have a full name or is it just Tanner?
Tanner.
So he's not like Tanner. My mother's... Okay, so Maggie, our miniature schnauzer, was full name Marguerite von Pride, you see.
Okay, no.
And Katie was Katrina von Händel.
Okay, that's kind of weird, but no.
Well, they're German dogs.
Okay.
You know, she wanted to give them, like, German royalty-sounding names,
okay.
apparently.
And she did a good job at that.
Right.
No, Tanner's
my
just Tanner.
My dog is just Rhino.
Yeah, and my dog's just Tanner. His name's Tanner. Named, you know, the kids named him. So.
Okay.
But
well,
which is unfair that I didn't...
You didn't have any input.
Any input, see? Because it's really my dog, because I take care of him.
Wow.
If I didn't tell the kids to feed them, I walk by the dish, it's you know, and I know when it's feeding time for them. If I never told them to feed them, the dog would starve. If I never told them to fill the water dish up, he'd die of thirst. I walk by and I go, Gabby, fill up Tanner's water dish, please. You know, it's bone dry. Looks like nobody's filled it up for 4 days.
And that's basic. You got to do that every time.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know.
Does your dog like chewing on ice cubes? Does he like ice cubes?
I don't know if we've ever tried that.
Well, drop one once and see what happens. Well,
probably eats everything else off the floor.
Yeah. Rhino loves ice cubes, man.
Does he?
And this is great, because I think they're probably not great for his teeth, but he probably thinks he's getting something to eat, when it's really not. It's just water.
Right.
But it quenches his thirst at the same time. So,
you know, my dog,
I say eat all the ice cubes you want.
My dog used to never be... When I grew up and we had dogs, you could not pet the dog at a dinner table. The dog could not be around a dinner table, whatever. Same thing with Cinder when it was just Mrs. Rookie and I. But never was fed human food. Maybe once in a blue moon. Seriously, scraps.
Yeah.
You'd go put it in a dish. You wouldn't give it to her from the dinner table or the kitchen sink or anything like that.
Right.
You'd give it to the... You'd go put it in the dish.
Yeah.
And then that's when it started with Tanner. And my kids have turned Tanner into the biggest beggar. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I mean, he's always around the dinner table now. All his ears turned up. What do you got? Just looking.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my goodness, what have you guys done?
I feed Rhino eggs. That's about the only human food he ever gets. Hard-boiled eggs. I'll give him an egg every once in a while. And he knows, too, as soon as I crack
gas
it.
Then?
Yeah, I guess sometimes.
Egg,
not all the time.
The doggy egg, too.
As soon as, I crack that egg, though, on the sink, he knows, man. He comes running.
We're talking about doggy
eggs. Yeah, it's pretty funny. But that's about the only human food he's getting
so far. Well, Tanner will get a lot of human food, and we'll give it to him, not necessarily in the dish, but he gets, like, carrots, watermelon, things like that.
Yeah, I have given him some vegetables.
He eats that all the time.
And he doesn't really... He didn't care to him. But the carrots, when I first tried to feed him, I don't think he knew how to eat them, so I cut them in smaller pieces, and he ate them up. So,
once upon a time, I'm confident. I could never do it now. Once upon a time, before the kids ruined them, I'm confident I could leave a plate of food on the coffee table, and Tanner wouldn't have eaten it.
Really?
It was gone.
Really?
But that would never happen now, after what's happened.
That wouldn't happen with me either.
No, I'm confident. I'm really confident that could have happened prior to the kids... wrecking him or whatever, that I could leave a sandwich on the coffee table and come back from work and it'd still be there. But now, not in a million years.
I don't know about that. You might have think so. I don't know.
I think I could have.
You'll never know. All right, well, you get out to practice.
I might have to try that now anyways, just for fun.
Yeah.
Put a little something
on. Let me know how that works.
Put something on the table
peanut
when I
butter
leave.
Butter jelly or something?
Put a cookie or something.
Gotta make it good, something that he would eat. Don't put like
sardines
up there.
Dog would eat anything. I'll put like a cookie or I'll find something around. A few chips.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put a few chips on the table. That's a test now.
Well, I'm sure like his daddy, he could resist those chips.
Wow.
Make sure the sour cream and onion. All right. Have a great day. Enjoy practice. We'll see you tomorrow. Listen to us on the Bill and Rookie Experience every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.